are listening to the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
When was the last time you invited someone to visit your church? We're going to talk about how exciting this can be in the sermon today. We invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you have given us some tremendous promises. Grant that we may take them seriously. You promised, O God, that if you were lifted up, you would draw all people to you. What a promise that is, that these people can be not only our own persons, but also those near and dear to us and those in faraway lands. So, God, we pray that you may be lifted up again today as we are brought back to the cross, realizing that there alone is our salvation. For it is in the name of Christ who died on that cross and was raised again that we pray today. Amen. The Word of God, as it is recorded in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 27. Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and will glorify it again." The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. But Jesus said, "This voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." He said this to show the kind of a death he was going to die. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ. A good friend was visiting with me one day about something rather serious. In the middle of a conversation, I don't know why he did it, but he stopped and said, "By the way, have you visited the new Waffle Stop?" The Waffle Stop was a cafe that had opened recently in our community. And this man went on to say, interrupting his serious conversation, that he had been there the night before, and he didn't want me to forget about it, but he said, "You better go there. Those waffles just melt in your mouth." Well, I, to this day, don't know why he broke up that very serious conversation with a statement like this: "Have you stopped to have a waffle there?" But he did, and what do you think I did? I said to my wife that very night, "You know, I think we better go to the Waffle Stop. That place must be something tremendous." And then I went on to say how the person had interrupted his very important conversation and told me that those waffles simply melted in your mouth. I have to say that I was not disappointed, and my wife and I have made many visits back to the Waffle Stop. Now, why do I say that in a sermon today? Because those words have continued to ring in my ears. And today I'm going to change it a little bit, and I'm using for my theme, "Have you been to Shepherd?" Now you may ask, well, what in the world is Shepherd? Shepherd is the abbreviation for a church in Minnesota titled Shepherd of the Valley. Have you been to Shepherd of the Valley Church in Minnesota? This is a very interesting congregation. I had the privilege of preaching there a few Sundays ago, and I can see why it has grown as rapidly and as well as it has. Only a very few years ago, this was a mission congregation. Today is a church of about 1,500 members, and soon they will be dedicating a new church. Not long ago, it was just a group of people who had gathered and thought that it was time for them to have a Lutheran church in a particular area, and so they started this congregation. From the human side, it is easy to see why the church grew. They are very friendly people. We have visited there many times. They are people with open arms. But more than that, now note, and here's the connection with the waffle stop. I am sure that many people have interrupted a very important conversation and given this question. Hey, by the way, before I forget it, have you been to Shepherd of the Valley Church? Believe me, if you haven't, you better go. Now, when there is a group of people like that in the congregation who are that enthusiastic about their church, something is happening. They have received something there themselves, and they are anxious to tell others all about it. Well, this is a great congregation. It has a group of people who are zealous for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it has a pastor who Sunday after Sunday has proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why that church has grown. Oh yes, they have a lovely group of people, and that makes it very nice, and it is extremely important. Yes, they have a very gifted pastor with a pleasing personality and a zeal in his heart, for Jesus Christ lives there. But all of that would not be enough. In order for the Church of Jesus Christ to grow, the Holy Spirit must be at work. And the people who are there must have been caught by the Holy Spirit and realize that if they are obedient to the promises of God, something exciting is going to happen. And truly it has in that congregation. For there certainly you find people who have met the Lord Jesus Christ in a very real way. Their lives have been changed, and they are zealous to bring this same message to those who are near and dear to them, their relatives, their friends, the people with whom they work. And it is all based around this, the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ. If I be lifted up, I will draw all people to me. Our Lord Jesus was together with a group of people. You know, in the Gospel of John, there is no mention made of the Gethsemane situation. When Jesus went into the inner garden and there he prayed, Father, if it is possible, remove this cup of suffering from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. It is in this light that John is recording an incident with Jesus. Whether it was the Garden of Gethsemane incident or not is something that we do not have to debate at this particular time. But Jesus is reminding them that he's going to die. And then there's a voice that comes from heaven to remind the people who are there that this is the Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. And then Jesus comes out with that tremendous message, when I am lifted up, that is, when I am lifted up on the cross, then I will draw all people to me. That was a promise then. That is a promise today. That is something we experience in evangelical Christianity, that if Jesus Christ is lifted up, men and women will come looking, and their lives will be changed. Now, what is it that we need to hear the Shepherd of the Valley Church has, and every church has, if they are really true to the Word of God? It is a message that speaks to every one of my needs. Now, let me suggest that this will be the kind of a message that you will hear when Jesus Christ is lifted up. You go into that church, you really think that you're pretty hot stuff, to put it in Main Street language. And then all of a sudden you realize that that is not necessarily true. You realize that in many ways you have sinned and you have fallen short of the glory of God. You realize that it begins to frighten you to think that one day I have to stand before God Almighty. It sometimes horrifies you to think that you are the person that you really are. Otherwise, it is so sad to have to admit that this is who I really am. I am a person who can really snap at my spouse. I am a person who can ignore my children. I am a person who can say some very, very sad words that really hurt and cut deeply. Because when I go into that church, I hear not only the gospel, but I hear the law. And I hear that I'm a sinner and that there's nothing I can do about it except turn to Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive me and then ask him to empower me to overcome those sins. So if you got that invitation, have you visited Shepherd yet? You may go there and suddenly you get another picture of yourself and you begin to realize that this is the real picture. And so you say, boy, no, it doesn't melt in my mouth. I wish I didn't have to hear that, but it's something that's necessary for me to hear. I better get back and I better get back there again. But as you go along, you hear another message. You hear that Jesus Christ has come into this world, that he has suffered and he has died on a cross of Calvary for the sins of the world, and there he paid the full price. You hear that if you will confess your sins and place your faith in Jesus Christ, they will all be taken away. You used to think that the way that I get to heaven is I live a good life. And hopefully when I stand before God Almighty, my good deeds will have outweighed my bad deeds and he'll let me in. But at Shepherd of the Valley, or some other congregation that is proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ, you hear, no, that isn't the way. You hear that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Many years ago, I was visiting in Fullerton, California, and one evening I went to the church and Pastor Chuck Swindoll was preaching. It was a while before the service was to start, and so I sat outside and a man came along with his Bible and a notebook, and he began to visit with me, and I said, "You belong to this church?" "Yes, I do." "Do you like this church?" And he looked at me and he said, "Brother, I want you to know that the message in this church turn my life around. I am a new person in Jesus Christ." See, that's what it's all about. Maybe you've lost a loved one, and it seems so empty, and you begin to wonder, is this the end of it? Was she here for only 73 years, and then she passed away so quickly? Oh, how you wished that you had her back. But then you go to that church and you sit there on a Sunday morning or some other day in the week and you hear the story that Jesus Christ has gone to prepare a place for you and he will come again and receive you to himself. And if you are a believer in him, you have confessed your sins and empowered by the Holy Spirit, you have received him into your life. then you're going to spend eternity with Christ forever in heaven. But you also hear that he's got a real challenge for you. He has given you a challenge such as you have never had in your life. I'm sure I've told this story before to the radio listening audience, but I will never forget the day that I stood in a mall being trained in how to share the faith down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And there was a man who stood there talking with another person about the gospel. Both of these men had at one time been vice presidents in large companies in the United States. The one said, "I am growing wild with boredom. Once I had a lot of people under me, and I had a very important job. Now there are no longer any challenges in life." And then the other man, who had also been a vice president of a large concern, said, "That's not the way I see it, brother. Yes, I had great challenges as a vice president of our large corporation, but I have never been challenged like I have at that church, the Coleridge Presbyterian Church in Fort Lauderdale, where I was trained how to share my faith. And I have seen the Holy Spirit use me as an instrument that God used to turn other people's lives around. I know what it is all about. For if he can use my voice to lift up Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. And many people will come to a living, true relationship with Christ." Well, I tell you, it was an exciting day to be at Shepherd of the Valley Church. The gospel was being preached. Lives had been changed and were in the process of being changed. And now as they went into that new facility that God had given to them, it was their prayer that more people would be going around saying, "Have you been to a valley yet? For when you go there, you will get a message that you need to hear." May I ask you, my friend, is your church an exciting place? And if it isn't, why don't you examine why it isn't? But if it is, then why not invite the unchurched friend to worship with you? Remember, it was my friend's question, "Have you been to the Waffle Stop?" that got my wife and me there for the first time, and then we went back. Let the people hear the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ has come to save you. Let the Holy Spirit change their lives. And then you will know that the promise of Jesus is true. When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to me. Amen.
Oh.
we pray that these words spoken first by your Son, that if he be lifted up, he will draw all people to him, may ring in the hearts of those of us who are his followers today. Then grant, O God, that we may be among those who are lifting him up. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will take our feeble words and our efforts and bring them not only to the ears of a person's head, but to his heart. And there that man or woman may know the riches that they can have in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message give you a strong foundation for the week ahead. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit ministry supported by gifts from you, our faithful listeners. Many of you have become a broadcast sponsor, sending a gift of $100. This generous gift pays for 1 week's broadcast on the station you listen to. We thank our broadcast sponsors for helping us to buy radio time on 34 stations in 12 states across the nation. Our sponsors are truly special in this important ministry. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.